year is a Jewish leap year, and what is the halachic nafkamina of having a Jewish leap year? What? There's a second other, yeah, that is the biggest halachic nafkamina. It's often said in Judaism that there's only one thing that you get in life for free, and that is the tuition in the yeshiva in Israel for a whole extra month if it's a leap year. Tuition is exactly the same in a leap year and a regular year. It makes no sense. I get like my kid's there for a whole extra month. I really don't understand it. But okay, but there's another halachic nafkamina in being a leap year, and that is in the Musaf we say in Rosh Chodesh. What changes in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? We add in the word, the phrase, L'chaparas Pasha, or Pesha, and it always bothered me. Why? Like, what's that all about? Why do I need more of kapara for my pshaim dafka on a leap year as opposed to a non-leap year? And why then only until Adar Beis and not beyond Adar Beis do I need that special kapara? So Rabbi Akiva will sent out an article that was written by Rabbi Taubes, Shlita, and a long article on this topic, so I'm going to try to summarize what he says in this article about the Kaparas Pesha. Essentially, he points out that there are 12 Lashonos in the Bracha of Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, and we're davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechadesh Aleinu HaChodesh Hazeh, L'Tov, L'Vracha, L'Sason, L'Simcha, 12 Lashonos of Bracha, that are all together, but in the Shnasei Yibor, we add one extra Lashon, Kaparas Pesha, one extra Lashon of bracha, and in almost every siddur you find this, but there are certain exceptions. In the siddur Ezra Eliyahu, which is the most meduyak siddur al pi the gra, there are many siddurim that are al pi the gra, but many of them do not actually follow every psak of the gra. The siddur Ezra Eliyahu follows as meduyak as you can the gra, and the siddur Tilas Hashem of Chabad that the Balatanya developed based on the nusach of the Arizal. You don't find any change for a Shana Muberes. But other than that, you pretty much, in most Sidurim, you find a change for a Shana Muberes. So what's behind this change? So the Elia Rabba writes in Orchaim Simon Tov Chav Gimel Sivkat and Vav that he heard that the reason is that there are 12 Lashonos in the Bracha typically. So why do we add a 13th during a Shana Muberes? Because there are 12 months in a regular year. So each Lashon of Bracha connected each month. And in a year that you can have 13 months, you add an extra Lashon. In addition to that, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in his Siddur Beis Yaakov in the parish to Musaf of Rosh Chodesh says that he quotes that reason, and he says there's another reason al-pi Toras HaNistar that we dafka add l'chaparas Pesha. Now, the Elia Rabba, however, writes that even though he heard that this is the reason, he says he never really found this nusach of adding l'chaparas Pesha in any Svarim, meaning it's not in the Abudram, it's not in any of the classical Svarim that you're actually supposed to do this. It just somehow crept into the Siddur. But he didn't find any real source for this. The Abudraim, with Abudraim in Sefer Tefillah, in Seder Tefillah Rosh Chodesh, Uperusha in Tefillah Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, only mentions 10 Lashonos of Bracha. He doesn't even have all 12 Lashonos. He leaves out L'chaim L'shalom. And the Machzor Vitri in Chelek Alev Sivan Reish Lamed Beis doesn't have Lashon of Kaparas Pesha at all. And he has 14 Lashonos. He has the Revach Latzala in that bracha. The Rambam in his Siddur only mentions 7 Lashonos of bracha in this bracha. So what you see very clearly is that not everyone was so makbid that we need 12 keneged 12 months, right? That you have to have 12 Lashonos of bracha. There are lots of different people who had different numbers of brachas. In the Seder of Amram Gon, Seder Rosh Chodesh, he writes, L'chaparas Pesha, and the Mishnah Brura quotes this, but he doesn't mention that you say it dafka in a Shana Muberes. So even though he does have in his nusach, he has this phrase, it makes it in, but he thinks you say it all the time. Nothing to do with a leap year, not a leap year. So why dafka this phrase in a leap year? So Rabbi Taubes brings 5 possible reasons why we dafka add this phrase during a leap year. Number 1, in the Tshuvas Maram Shik, Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, or Chaim Simon Kuf Pei Dalin. The Maram Shik refers you to a Tosus in Rosh Hashanah of Zayin Amar Aleph, where Tosus says that Chodesh Tishrei is considered to be a Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, even though we really paskin that B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan. Why? What happened in Tishrei if the world was created in Nisan? Why do we celebrate it in Tishrei? Meaning Hayom Aras Olam is actually not really, doesn't really mean it's the birth of the world. What happened? It was Allah B'machshava to be created in Tishrei. And that's what we're celebrating on Rosh Hashanah. So the Maram Shik explains that there are two anhagos of the world. There are anhagos hativios, there's the natural world, and anhagos hashkachios, there's hashkachas Hashem. Hanhaga hativis is through the Bria. That's through the actual creation. Hashkachas Hashem begins with Allah B'machshava, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned on creating the world. The Jewish people count Minisan when the world was created, the Maisa, meaning even though we do not count Minisan, rather, when the world was created, the Maisa, because that would indicate that Olam Kiminhago Noheg, that everything is nature and that there is no God and everything just runs on its own. So we count from Tishrei, which recognizes the Ashkachas Hashem. So Tishrei is the Yom Adin. That's the time of Yom Slicha, Umechila, Kapara, all of that happens in Tishrei. So Chodesh Ibur makes shalom between the Chama and the Levana. They are the Manhigim Hativim Shaba'olam. They are the two natural forces in the world. So in a Shnasa Ibur, we are taking the Shnosa Chama and the Shnosa Levana, and we're making shalom between those two forces. So it's Dafka during a year like that, that we also make shalom between the Anhaga Hativis, which and Hanhaga Ashkachis. So part of the skula of a Shnasa Ibur is to be able to do tshuva more so than other years. That is essentially how the Maram Shik explains. Not a classic, standard, you know, like easy, straightforward explanation. Very much based on some very deep ideas. Second possibility, Rabbi Talbus quotes from the Sefer Tamei Aminhagim Umakore Hadinim in Yoni Rosh Chodesh Simin Tov Mem Ches and Kuntros Achron Os Yud, where he says that that which we say, the Nusach of Al-Kapar's Pesha, is because maybe we're making a big mistake. Maybe this year really shouldn't be a leap year. And Adar Sheni really therefore should be Nisan. And you know what we're doing on Tesvav of what we call Adar Sheni, but should really be Nisan? We're eating chametz, we're doing some terrible things if it's really Nisan. So it could be, it's risky. When we make that decision to add an extra Adar, we may need a major kapara, because we may be doing some pretty terrible things. And the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar, by the author of the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Levi Epstein, suggests something very, very similar, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Ibra Chodesh, that even if Bezin makes a mistake to be Ma'abar the Chodesh, when they didn't need to do so, nevertheless, it is Mu'ubar, that it's still the Chodesh is still Mu'ubar. So he says that but Chametz Pesach, Tainus Yom Kippur, through the Ibur of the Shana, Chodesh Nisan is delayed, and Tishrei is delayed another 30 days, and if we make such a mistake, so we need Kapara for making such a mistake. So that is reason number two. Reason number three is suggested by Rav Reuven Margolios in his classic Sefer HaMasech Sanhedrin, Margolios Hayam, Sanhedrin Daf, Yud Beis Amud Beis Os Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech one time was Ma'aber the Shana Mipnei HaTuma. He knew that not everyone would have an opportunity to become Tahar in time, so he added it for the Korban Pesach, so he added an extra month. You were not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to be Ma'aber Mipnei HaTuma, but he was Ma'aber the Shana. Why was everyone Tameh? Because in the days of Achaz, his father, everyone became Tameh Al Yidei Avodah Zarah, so he wanted to make sure that they had time to become Tahar. So that happened, that was against the Halacha. You're not supposed to be Ma'aber Shana Mipnei HaTuma. That's what the Rambam paskins in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. So Chizkiyahu afterwards had to daven for himself, the Gemara says. And the Gemara brings that in connection to that tefillah, Hashem Hatov Yechaper Ba'ad. The Chizkiyahu HaMelech Dafka davened that he should have kapara. So Margolis Yam says, and that's the source of our minhag that we say in a leap year specifically, Ulchaparas Pesha. Why Dafka in a leap year? Because Chizkiyo HaMelech added an extra month to the year, and that's why we have Hashem Atov Yichaper Ba'ad. So we ask for Kapara in a leap year. So the Margolis Yam points out that the Tzlach, the Maseches Brachos, and the Afsamach Gimel and Beis writes that when a Beis Din paskins something, Masha Asa Asui, because we darshan Atem Afilu Shogigin, whatever they did is in fact binding, that's only by Ibra Chodesh, but not by Ibra Shana. By Ibra Shana, we do not say that even if they made a mistake, the Shana is in fact Mu'uberes. So it's a little bit difficult to say that maybe Beis Din made the mistake, because if they made the mistake, they could have undone the mistake, meaning it's not binding anyway. But the Margolis Yam quotes that the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Daled disagrees with the Tzlach, and he says, just like Be'ibra Chodesh, if they make a mistake, Masha Asa Asoi, the same is true Be'ibra Shana. So how many reasons we have so far? We have two so far? So we have three already? Okay, so now we're up to reason number... So how many did I say there would be? I said there would be five, there are going to be six. So now we're up to reason number four. In the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa, he writes that the whole year we wait for Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the happiest and most important day of the year. It's when we get Mechilas Havonos, like a sick person who's awaiting... Let's say a person needs a surgery, and he's waiting the day where he's going to have his refuah. So we wait for Yom Kippur to have that refuah. So Rav Elia Lapian suggests that's why we say Seder Yom Kippur Katan every Rosh Chodesh, to be mechazik ourselves that it's Yom Kippur Katan, we're still waiting for Yom Kippur. So in the Shana Mu'uberes, Yom Kippur is just a little bit further away, because we have to wait 13 months for the next Yom Kippur. So that's why we need an extra kapara, because all the days of the year we build up that which needs kapara, you know, we build up our impressive array of averos to be mechaper for on Yom Kippur. We have a whole bunch of extra days in this year to build up those extra averos, and therefore it's a little bit of a negative look, but therefore we add kapara specha. Reason number five, Rabbi Taub suggests that there is this musag, this idea of kapara, as a critical element of Rosh Chodesh in general. That people fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan. Why? Because it's a zman of kapara, and the person can't have kapara before he has naziva sachet. So the fasting is his tshuva process prior to the kapara that he hopes to get on Rosh Chodesh. And that's why some of the Achronim explain, we say halal bedilug on Rosh Chodesh, because it's a yom slicha kapara, like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where you don't say halal shalem gemara neirchin says, so we don't say halal shalem on Rosh Chodesh either. But dafka b'rashi chadashim, there are a whole bunch of things that relate to kapara. L'mashal, the gemara in Shavuos daf tes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevakesh that Bnei Yisrael should make a si'ir izim echad v'chatas l'Hashem, so that the Seir will be a kapara, kaviyachol for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for being mema'it the yareach. But even Hashem gets kapara on Rosh Chodesh, kaviyachol. Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, we talk about zman kapara lechol todosam. The todosam shal adam are the tinokos. And Sefer Binyan Shlomo Kohen Mivilna has a long discussion of a special kapara that's granted on Rosh Chodesh, and he says it sounds from the nusach of the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, where we say zman kapara lechol. And when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, it's in Lanu Rosh Chodeshim leKapara, that the Itzumo Shel Yom of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. So says Rabbi Tavis, L'chore in Hashanah Mu'uberes, there's an even stronger connection to Kapara than you have on a regular Rosh Chodesh, and that's why we have to add in the Kapara's Pesha Dafka on Hashanah Mu'uberes. Why? Because in the Sefer Orchos Chaim, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, the author of Kuzari, he says that the Olas Rosh Chodesh is a kapara for Kol Toldos Yimei Chodesh, for anything that comes out of that month. On Rosh Chodesh, you need kapara for the entire month. So that's why Rosh Chodesh is called Azman Kapara. So when we say in the Tefillah Azman Kapara L'Kol Toldosam, it means all of the months. That Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapara for all the Toldos of the Yimei Chodesh, and this is even quoted in the Beis Yosef. So based on that, you understand the Shana Mu'uberes needs this additional level of kapara, because there are more days in the Shana Mu'uberes. So daf dafka in Shana Mu'uberes, not just in the Chodesh that is Mu'uber, not just in the other bays, but the whole year requires more kapara. So that's why, so it's similar to the idea we had before, that there are more days of building up Averos, but highlighting specifically this idea that Rosh Chodesh is a time of intense, intense kapara. And then a final reason, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Seir is Mechaper al Kevra Ta'om, and it says, we're Mevakish Kapara on the Chatas HaKal, that we are Ma'acher Bam Roseim Keitz HaGu'ula HaAchrona, that we delay the Gu'ula. We need Kapara for having delayed the Gu'ula. Whenever a person delays the Gu'ula, that's obviously problematic. So therefore, if you assume that Chodesh Nisan is the time of Gu'ula, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, B'Nisan Nigalu, how does it go? U'B'Nisan Asidin Ligal, that we're going to have the Gu'ula Nisan. What do we do when we add an extra Adar? We're delaying the Gula by another month, meaning assuming that this year is going to be the Gula, we're delaying it by another month. That requires kapara. So, l'may nafkamina between all of these reasons. So, nafkamina might be which months require the recitation of the Chaparas Pesha. There are many different minhagim of when to add in that phrase. The Prima Gadim writes in Mishpso Zav that you only add it until Rosh Chodesh Adar, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Elia Rabba writes until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we find that there are several minhagim, meaning the Mishra Brura writes that you say the Bitoil Kaparas Pesha, you say that phrase every Rosh Chodesh, even in Narashnasi Ibur, and he says, and some say it only in Ashnasi Ibur, but every Rosh Chodesh, and some say it in Ashnasi Ibur only until the Chodesh Ibur, until after Rosh Chodesh Adar, and some say Kaparas Pesha only in that Chodesh Adar. Kavachayim quotes such a minhag, that only in that Chodesh Adar. So why would you say some say this way, some that way, some the other way? So Rabbi Taba suggests that maybe it depends on which reason you hold of. If you hold like the Maram Shik, this phrase is in order to create to demonstrate this shalom between the natural and the hashgacha. So it's Merameis, the Shnas Acham and Shnas Halavana are coming together. So as soon as it has come together, as soon as you've already brought it together, you've put the calendar back in sync, where now things are back on schedule. Pesach is going to fall out during the spring, v'chule. So then there's no need to emphasize l'chaparas pesha anymore. But if you say that it's based on the possibility that we need a kapara because maybe Bezin made a terrible mistake in being ma'aber the shana and everyone's eating chametz on Pesach and we need kapara for that, so then it should be kol hashana kula, because we're making a mistake throughout the whole rest of the year. We're going to be making a mistake. And if you say like the Margolios Hayam, that it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that we use that pasuk of Hashem Yichaper Ba'ad Dafko in connection to Ibur Shana, so it should be said throughout the entire year, because the entire year is a result of an Ibur Hashana. And according to Rav Elia Lapian, it causes us extra time to wait for Yom Kippur, also l'chora should be for the entire year. If it's because the extra days of the Chodesh HaIbur, so maybe it should only be during the Chodesh HaIbur when we're actually experiencing those extra days. So what do we do, l'maisa? So this is all in Lamdus. L'maisa, the Minhag Ashkenazim, is that we say the Chaparas Pesha until Adar Sheni va'ad Bechlal. That's what's quoted in Sefer Tefillah Kilchsa Perchav Beis Sif Mem. Minhag Sfardim is you say it the entire year, and that's what it says in Sefer Yalkut Yosef. And Maram Shik writes at the end of the Tshuva that every minhag that you're going to find has some reason for it. There's no such thing as a minhag Yisrael that doesn't have some basis and some reason. So this is a chizik. You think to a little phrase that gets added into Shmona Esrei, and some people do add it, some people don't. Like, what difference is it going to make if you add it or not? No, everything is based on Dvarim Niskavim, on very, very big things, and this is no exception. I'm just looking right now, because if I recall, Rabbi Akiva Willig wrote a whole piece on this. I did not have a chance to read, but I think at the end he said something in the name of his father, and I'm not finding it right now. I thought I'd find it right now. So I thought I would just mention it. Uh, try for another second here. Wow, he writes a lot. Very nice things. Okay. Ah, here. See comprehensive article on this subject written by Rabbi Michael Talbis. After citing numerous explanations, he suggests two original ideas. Okay. Because Rosh Chodesh is time of repentance. Okay, he just quotes other ideas. I thought he quoted something from his father. Okay, maybe not. All right, so we'll stop there. Okay.